Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's podcast, I want to talk a little bit about how to give yourself a break, how to actually be kind to yourself, and how to make sure, you know, you actually get through this crazy holiday season in a positive way. So let's dive in. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. Now, this is something I hear again and again. I was literally just talking to someone who's neurodiverse about this exact topic. And it's about holding ourselves to such a high standard that we don't give ourselves a break. And it leads to burnout. It leads to just this tiredness of just always not reaching up to a certain standard that we kind of set. Like we have to be something superhuman to be worthy or worth anything. And it's really tiring. And I feel like most of the time I'm pretty good at even catching myself when I'm doing this, when I'm holding myself up or I'm putting so much pressure on myself. I think, hey, I'm pretty good at finding this out, resetting and keeping going. But I feel like the end of this year, like 2023 has been such a hard year. It's like we've all kind of come back from this crazy COVID world and things have started to come back to normality. But at the same time, it feels like everything is ramped up and that we're all kind of treading water and just holding on this year. Like, I'm not sure if it's just me, but I seem to be talking to a lot of people who are in the exact same boat. And, you know, when you add the pressures of an already neurodiverse dyslexic mind that's always trying to hold itself to this amazing, perfect standard that's impossible to achieve, it just really gets tiring. Like I'm just burnt out. Like I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, I'm just really tired. I'm coming back after being a bit ill. But at the same time, I feel like I got ill because I was so run down. I'd let myself get to a point where I had this giant standard and I just put all this energy in and this work. And I just, the minute I took a moment to breathe, to go on that holiday, it's like all of the realization of how burnt out I was just exploded and just went, you are over this. And what kind of happens is it's kind of like a motivation bubble just kind of explodes. And all this motivation that was keeping me going, all of this energy, all of this fire behind everything just goes, I don't care anymore. I'm really over it. You know, I just don't care. And for me, this has been in the kind of work scene recently. Like I'm really, have really struggled. Now, I know a lot bit of that will be from being sick. And, you know, my body's trying to say rest so you can recover. And that's a good thing. I'm aware this is a good thing. I'm not always someone who listens very well when my body says have a break. But at the same point, I also find myself, you know, holding myself to the standard that I feel like I should be better. I feel like I should, if I get sick, I fall over and then I rebound and I'm perfectly fine again. And the truth being, that's just not how the world works. It's not how it happens. It's not how it goes. But for me and my brain and my body and everything, I feel like I should be some sort of superhuman that can just do everything. And it just feels like when everything just gets to this point of being too hard, I just don't want to do anything. I'm just like literally, I'm in this zone where I could just easily curl up in bed, you know, watch Netflix and just do nothing of value. And I'd really enjoy it. It's like my body is so in that zone at the moment where it just wants to rest. And I've just found myself placing this need to not do that and to keep going and to keep pushing and to hit certain like goals, even goals about setting goals next year. I usually have everything kind of laid out by now, or at least at a point where I'm, say, 90% there. And I'm just putting the finishing touches on over the Christmas break. But I'm at a point now where I've got a bit of it, but my actual plans aren't anywhere near as crystallized as usual. And I'm just feel like I just can't get my brain to do what I tell it. It's like in a mode where it's going, I don't, you know, I just go and rest. Don't stop trying to do stuff. You know, just like enjoy the life you've created. And if that means going and getting under the covers for 3 days and not doing much, that's okay. You can do that. go rest. The world won't end. But at the same time I'm feeling that, there's another part of me that's trying to push and drive me to keep going and to do more. Because our brains don't like to be quiet. Our brains don't like to just sit and do nothing. You know, you can drone them out for as long as you like, but it's not natural. It's always looking for the next thing. I was just chatting to a neurodiverse team member, and she's leaving us at the end of the year, and she's already going, I'm going to take 3 months off to really recuperate, to get ready, to take over, her little part of the world and what she wants to do. And she said she already can't stop her brain thinking about the next thing. The ADHD side of her is already thinking, what's next? What should I be doing next? And she's coming up with new plans and ideas. And you know, I watch her and I go, I get you, because I feel the same way. It's like every time I try and rest, my brain's like, good, you know, great work for resting, but good luck. And then it starts to throw all these ideas at you. And so I don't know about you guys, but over this break, I'm just going to try and do absolutely nothing. No value to society. If I don't have my goals set before the beginning of next year, that's fine. I'll set them in January. The world won't end. You know, times and dates, I don't even really think are that valuable in a lot of goal setting, in direction setting, should I call it. But it's like, it's interesting how you go back into old frames of thinking when you're tired. You know, you're not thinking consciously. You're just kind of in this unconscious next kind of survival mode, but at the same time, you're not actually recovering from the rest. So I'm like, a few things I'm going to do to really help myself recover. I've got 2 weeks off. I've got 14 days plus the weekend, 16 days plus one more day, because we're going to take the Friday off. So 17 days in a row, I've got off from my break. And what I'm going to do in that time to get myself recovered is, one, I'm going away. We're going to go and stay with some family and have a change of scenery. I think a change of scenery is the best thing I do, because if I'm around home or I'm around what I'm so used to, I never really switch off. There's a part of me still in that mode of life and work. So getting 5-6 days away is going to be fantastic, just to kind of reset and breathe and just enjoy it. The other thing I'm going to do is, I'm not going to take any work away. I'm not going to take anything that could be construed as work, and I'm going to actually enjoy watching some football. I enjoy the Premier League. I'm a football fan. I enjoy just resting, listening to a few podcasts. I enjoy going for walks that are not rushed or timed. I'm going to go and catch up with some friends. We're just going to talk about everything that doesn't matter in the world and just have some laughs. And some good times, and really break up the norm. And I think that's the key. It's like, when you can get away for a couple of weeks and you can break up the normality of life, it's like a huge reset on your brain. And for me, it's so important. And I think the key with it as well is, wherever you choose to go, whatever you choose to do, it needs to be an inactive holiday, not a completely active one. Now, there's no such thing as a non-active holiday. You'd be dead, right? You've got to do something. But where I just went away, we went away on this Disney cruise thing. It was great, but it was the most active thing I've ever done in my life. And like, you didn't actually have a holiday. You needed a break after it because it was so intense, which is good in its own sense, but it hasn't helped me recover. It hasn't helped me chill out and come back. So, you know, when you take these really inactive holidays where there's no real things you've got to do, you know, hopefully I start losing track of the days. Those are the best holidays, where you're like, is it Tuesday? Is it Thursday? I've got no idea. And actually just resting, just chilling out, doing stuff that doesn't progress you in life and just lets you kind of take a breath and go, look at everything that's great in my life, to be grateful, to have time to meditate and to just love it. So that's what I'm going to be doing, guys. And I think for anyone listening, if you're feeling a similar way, if you're feeling just over this year, just burnt out, just know it gets better. It does get better. And to take the time to allow it to get better. You know, remember, you don't have to always be going forward. Sometimes it's nice to sit still and just savor what you've created. Hope you enjoy that episode. I'll be back in a couple of days. Got a good interview coming up as well, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be super fun. And I'll find some of my favorite hits for the Christmas break while I'm away. and have an epic rest of your day.